Alan Bailey, Joel Jackson, Kent Colby, Amanda, A.J. Pierce, Susan Pickrell, and Kevin Gadzi fielded questions from moderator Michelle O'Brien during the one-hour forum. They were asked what qualities make them the best candidate, their approach to dealing with viewpoints they disagree with, and ideas about economic development. Regarding the budget, candidates were asked if revenue should be increased or spending cut in order to sustain services. Pierce says the borough has tightened its belt as best it can, but doesn't feel raising taxes is the answer. She says she would like to see nonprofits become more self-sustaining and feels there are economic opportunities.
There are so many options that are coming up in the technology industry, some 3D printing things. I also understand that when you are in the electrical chip manufacturing industry, it requires a lot of water. Well, I know where we have a lot of water.
Colby says one of the biggest employers in the community is government, and if government is thinned too much, revenue will be lost. He says there should be some tightening, but there shouldn't be cuts for the sake of cuts.
And it's always the services that we need the most that seem to be, get the visibility in the cut. So we do have to have some ways to increase revenue. And diversity, is, in my estimation, is the way to do it. We have to be careful when it comes to how much services that we do, in fact, cut.
Jackson says raising taxes and making cuts sends the message to the community and prospective businesses that the borough is not preparing for the future.
We as a community have to act like Ketchikan has a future. And we on the assembly, along with other civic leaders, have to be the ones telling that story. I think that is really sort of the key thing here. I also think we cannot look to the state, and we cannot, as an assembly, city council, city of Saxman, blame the state for our problems.
Gadzi says he is committed to programs and support networks in the community. He says it's important to understand where borough powers lie and to work within that framework. Gadzi says borough staff cut their own budgets this fiscal year, and he supports that approach. He says he also supports partnerships with social service agencies.
To be able to meet the needs and provide some of the resources in the community that the borough is doing and probably will be able to do more effectively. Examples might be Boys and Girls Club providing programs at the rec center or other educational or recreation activities.
Bailey says he likes to take a common sense approach and does not agree that the only options are new revenues or cuts. He says he supports sharing services.
There was an opportunity at one time for the maintenance program of the Ketchikan Gateway School District and the borough, and it would have eventually saved the borough and the school district substantial funds. So I believe the services and that or like services to be shared is also an option.
Pickerel says economic development needs to be redefined. She says that does not mean new taxes. She believes nonprofits provide valuable services, but does not consider those services economic development.
Economic development is looking for grants to fund expansion of the shipyard. Economic development is encouraging our federal and state legislators to encourage the timber industry again. We are losing any people that know how to do any logging in this community. The same with the fisheries industry.
Pickerel says she would like to see an economic development committee created. A follow-up question addressed funding of nonprofits. Candidates were asked if they had to choose between funding nonprofits or investing in economic development, which they would choose. Colby says he does not see it as an either-or choice, and the scenario is unrealistic. He says both economic development and nonprofits are important.
We do have an opportunity to increase our economic base with business development, and we have a great opportunity to keep the nonprofits viable and functioning and serving the part of the community that they do.
Jackson says nonprofits are businesses. He says if elected to the assembly, he would advocate for any business that wanted to apply for economic development funds under established rules. Jackson says whether for-profit or nonprofit, they should have business plans.
If you can get past a bank and get a loan, that same rule should apply to anybody coming to the assembly, for my part, for the city council or any other agency. There should be a high bar, and it should be fair.
Gadzi says either or thinking is bad thinking.
What we would want to do is look at the amount of money we would have for both resources and be able to divvy it up appropriately, understanding that we may not be able to meet everybody's needs, but we would be able to meet some.
He says he supports what the city of Ketchikan is doing, tying nonprofit funding to a percentage of the previous year's sales taxes. Bailey says it's not about either or, but solving the issues. He says revenue needs to be generated to fund community programs. Bailey believes the solution is a per-person marine passenger tax.
We can ask for a services fee generating $1 per head, that's $900,000 on up, for an opportunity and refer to it as a services fee for the free bus rides, and we can defer that money to make sure that it's properly handled by the CPB funding.
Bailey says that would provide economic development funds without affecting community members or local businesses. Pickerel says the assembly needs to define the types of nonprofit services it wants in the community and determine how much those services cost before allocating funds.
I think it's incumbent upon us as a community, and this includes the city council, includes Saxman, it includes the school district, define what priorities we have and start from there and then find the funding to cover that.
Pierce says when talking about economic development, you are also talking about nonprofits.
I think that being able to look at the entire edge of the coin rather than just the two sides is what we really need to be talking about. And that can be done in a large roundtable setting where more discussion is happening and there's more conversation on content on how we're going to do that.
The six candidates are vying for 3 2-year terms on the assembly. The municipal election is on Tuesday, October 3rd.